Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear AB. Happy birthday to me and many more.
Abram. Can you hear me, Abram?
Oh, hello, God. It's good to hear from you again.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm celebrating. It's my birthday today. I'm 99 years young.
Congratulations. I'm glad today is your birthday. It will make it easier to remember what I'm going to say to you this evening.
Oh, all right. Is everything okay?
Of course. I'm the Creator God, Sovereign of the Universe. I control everything, so with me things are always okay. Do you remember our last conversation?
You mean the one where you promised to give my great-great-grandchildren a timeshare?
I did not promise you a timeshare. I said that for 400 years, your descendants would be foreigners residing in a strange land, but that I would bring them back here to this land and give it to them, from the river of Egypt to the Euphrates.
What's the Euphrates, Lord?
Euphrates is the name I have given to the great river that runs by the city where you used to live, the city named Ur.
Oh, I thought maybe it might be the border of the Mesopotamian kings we defeated when we went to rescue my nephew Lot last year.
Why would Euphrates be the name of the border with the Mesopotamian kings you fought with?
Oh, because I just remember sitting on my camel, watching them run from us on the other side of Damascus, and me shouting, "Come back and fight, Euphrates! Euphrates! Get it?"
Ah, yes. How droll. But I did not come to you to make jokes this evening, Abram. I came here to make a covenant with you.
What's a covenant, Lord?
A covenant is a promise made between two beings. It is when two beings come together, that is, they covene over an agreement and promise to abide by its stipulations.
Oh, and I suppose if one of them doesn't follow through, then you call it inconvenient?
I had forgotten how limited humor produced by men can be.
I'm sorry, Lord. I just couldn't resist. Okay, so can I know more about this covenant?
Yes. This day I make the following covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations, and I will give you this land and give it to your offspring to have as a possession forever. And you will be my chosen people, and you will serve me faithfully as your God.
Well, gee, okay, that's great. We serve you as our God, and we get this land to keep, and we become your chosen people. Sounds great. Anything else?
Just one more thing. You will also have to establish a sign so that your people will remember this covenant. It is called the sign of circumcision.
Okay. What's circumcision?
It is a ritual you must keep to remind you of the covenant. So 8 days after his birth, your male children are to have their foreskins removed.
Say what?
Each male child must be circumcised. It is to remind your descendants of their status as my chosen people.
Couldn't we just have a secret handshake?
No, Abram. I'm afraid that isn't sufficient. There must be some reverence and pain in this sign to make sure your descendants do not forget our covenant.
Oh, so you mean we have to have some skin in the game? Skin in the game, get it?
Why do I bother? And Abram, to make this covenant more memorable with you, I am going to change your name this evening.
I get a new name? Great. What about Bob? Or maybe Elvis?
No. I have decided to call you Abraham.
Abraham? Why Abraham, Lord?
Given your sense of humor, it just seems to fit. Abraham. Get it? Abraham!